There's not very many of them here, though. I haven't seen very many. I've seen a few. They stick in Texas where I was raised.
I caught one in Stillwater last week. First one I've seen. Showed him to my little girls. They were amazed. I thought anything that
there used to be lots of them mountain boomers, we call them in Texas.
You've seen them, ain't
these
you?
Old rocks.
I don't believe I have.
Huh?
I don't believe I have.
Well, they're just a great big old ones growing lizards, you know, about growing about so long, tail and all. And they would just throw that mouth open and make out like they're going to eat you. And they'll tell you, you know, oh, if he bites you, he'll kill you. Well, he might do it, but he ain't got a tooth in his head. He can't bite you.
He got them little old things like them horny toad things.
I never did. I've seen fellas say, why, that blame ham on your ears. He ain't going to hurt you.
No, I don't think they'll hurt you. They've got little old saws. I've killed them and examined them now.
They'll sure throw that head around if you get them close to it and around you with those horns. And they can hurt. This one I got, it's the first one that ever horned me, but he hit me a good one. What do you call that little animal that looks like a, well, he's lives around the house, maybe around your flower beds. If you touch him, you're supposed to get warts.
Toad frog.
That's what they call toad frogs. They claim to say it's on you, you know, that you'll make warts, but I don't believe a word of it.
That's your ethermonics. You mentioned a tank. Where would you build a tank? Or would it be a pond?
We used to call them tanks, they got called them ponds. I've got one out of there on the hillside. He's got one out of Johnson. Generally, they dam up they're called canyons or a branch. Mm-hmm. He's got one over yonder on his home place, way over yonder, dammed up just below where two branches come together.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there water in a branch?
Well, some of them there's not.
Mm-hmm. Wet year, there's quite a few of these little old branches.
What would you call a place out in the field where the water's quite a big gash?
Tell me about them gullies.
Oh. Gullies are washed away or something. I've got quite a bit of that in the cotton crop I've got over yonder on Terrace Lane, where we run over them terraces and washed them away. Mm. About a foot and a half deep. Last time we plowed it, it's the meanest stuff to plow out, so. Mm. Well, Tom, I guess I better get on back down and see what the...
How's the hay hauling coming?
They're done. Again, that's who you shot
bail last night and this morning?
Yeah, bailed this morning, most of it. I bailed six rounds, I think. Went over there about 4 o'clock. I went over there at 10:30 last night and it was still too dry. I went over there about 4.
Well, it was
too
damp this morning,
was it? Yeah, it got damp from daylight until the sun came up. Bailed good when I went over there and I bailed six rounds and got to getting too wet. Well, the hay was just barely drying out the bale anyway. It would have bailed if it hadn't been hay still had some moisture in the stalk.
Did you ever get the tractor pan off?
No, I just put that other tractor on.
I knew you'd done that, but you ever tried it?
No, I never.
See what's the matter?
Yeah, it's just cut that grout off. Get her ass fixed.